Michael lived three doors down, just across the street from me. We had been the best of friends ever since grade three. Used to tour the neighborhood on our bicycles. Built forts in his backyard for all the boys and girls. Together we discovered 3D video games. Late nights in his basement, nothing compares or is the same. Built bridges out of popsicle sticks just so we could burn them down. Lit illegal fireworks that shot off high from the ground. Michael, what happened to you? I heard you shot yourself 'cause you were feeling blue. Michael, don't you do it again, because the good things are waiting just around the bend. Michael, can you remember the times we had? They were full of joy. Just remember what it was like to be an inventive little boy. John lived right next to Michael and had a big sister who played basketball. He had a large arsenal of Nerf weaponry and distributed guns to all. I had my first sleepover in his backyard, but I left sometime around midnight because I couldn't sleep and I was scared. We had our share of shoot-ups playing GoldenEye, but he was too good and I could not make him die. We caught frogs in the creek that ran through the neighborhood. I couldn't catch any of them, but John was pretty good. John, where are you going now that you've fried your brain on ecstasy? Do you find it difficult to cope with the sober reality? Is there any reason that you chose to throw your whole life away? Popping pills to make you high and burning large holes in your brain.